deeper at me, and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Good afternoon, good evening. What does that even mean? Who gives a shit?
What's an evening?
How do you
realistically? It's the night, you dumb fucking Victorian
but
fuck.
Like when hotels like replace their mats,
yeah,
like you get in an elevator and it's like, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Get a job.
That's just crazy.
If you had to work at a hotel, what position would you want?
Doggy.
Hold on.
Bellhop? No.
Oh,
no.
I'd be room service. I'd try to fuck. I'd walk in that bitch wearing a robe.
I do think dropping the food off as like a food runner type thing is pretty straightforward. You know, you just put a couple eggs Benedict on the ground, then knock on the door, and then usually a woman comes out in a robe and she's like, where you going? You know, I already have some eggs in the room if you want. And you're like,
inside your cooter?
Yeah.
Oh,
unfertilized.
Shit. Dude, eggs Benedict inside the cooter.
Eggs Benna.
Dick. Tito.
Yeah, I'd probably do that. And then you also don't have to talk to people. It is so funny how people just like leave their food up front of their like room. They're like, I'm done. Take it away.
Yeah, some rich shit. Just leave it in the room. We'll get it.
Yeah. You ever taken food off that?
No, but I said this before. I used to eat food all the time at the restaurants I worked at.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Full fishes.
But the hotel ones, I would, you know, take the ketchup bottles because they have those tiny little
They're adorable.
Bottles.
Very Those cute. Ketchup bottles are tan and huge and pedagogical.
I think you just had a stroke.
Captain America.
But then I would dip fish sticks in it because they're perfect for it.
Fish sticks under fucking
so good.
Rating.
Fish sticks in the air fryer. I mean, Jesus talk about a Friday Christ. Date night. Come on.
Hey, come on. Coming is hilarious.
Is it?
What's your cum face? Go. No, it's not.
I don't know. I've never seen my own reflection. I think if I did see my own reflection, it would do a boomerang and then shoot back inside of me.
Whoa.
I'd be like, I don't know. What's yours?
Mine's like, oh, dude, I came last night and I honestly.
I was pissed, dude. I came last night just rubbing one out.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't fall asleep because I had a coffee at 9 p.m.
Yep.
And I still didn't fall asleep.
That's the worst.
Hey, body, I touched myself.
This is
go to bed.
This is what it is. It's the body's melatonin. Let me sleep.
Go to bed.
This is the bullshit part about a body. It's so tired. I'm tired. But then you don't go to sleep.
Come.
You piece of shit.
I came. Put me to bed.
But you know what I mean? The body's yelling at you, hey, go to sleep. And you go, okay, Tom, I'll go to sleep now. And then it doesn't go to sleep. Stop yelling at me if you don't want to go to sleep.
I mean, it's so funny. I had a coffee at 9 p.m. thinking I'd be fine. Idiot. I was just laying in bed being like, I guess I'll just touch myself. Got a mediocre nut off.
Well, was it a melatonin nut? I had a melatonin nut last night, boy.
No, it wasn't.
That was the opposite of what you think of melatonin. I came dumb last night. Like I
jerk off or sexual?
Son, sex. Sex.
Okay.
S-E-X. P in the V.
Okay.
Yeah.
You take melatonin before having sex?
I didn't think we were going to pound town. Didn't think so. I was so
tired.
It is
funny. You're like trying to meet me in the bedroom. Like, just a second. Where's my elderberry?
Where's my chamomile tea? Yeah. So I took like half melatonin. I was going to go to sleep. And then something fucking happened.
An erection.
My girl, oh yeah, sex. There's my girl's wearing these little, you know, the little shorts.
Bro, she can wear anything, and you're coming in here, dog. She had this thing called, it like held her boobs up. It's like a bra or some shit, but it was like a sports bra. So I put it in sports mode.
So I like sports bras. Showed. I like sports bras.
All right.
They're hot. They are act like they're not hot. You know those fucking.
I don't think anybody's not agreeing.
Oh, okay. I thought people weren't agreeing.
But I feel like
sports bras when they fucking want to run around the track. Come here.
They keep the tits in place.
Hey, stop running 100-meter dash. Come suck my dick. Cock.
I was curious what that pause was.
Oh, yeah.
She was wearing a sports bra.
Nah, she wasn't wearing a sports bra. You brought a bra. You said sports bra.
Oh,
sports
right. What
yeah, she was wearing these little shorts, that, but they weren't like tight. They were like loose little shorts. Does that make sense?
Were they yours?
Maybe. No, they were like all frilly and shit, but they're loose and little.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Am I painting this picture right?
I can get on board.
Yeah, loose and little shorts.
Loose and little shorts.
Yeah, and then she had this like this fucking, I don't know, t-shirt. Who gives a shit? But
so really, she wore very normal bed clothes. She wore clothes that you see somebody at Planet Fitness wearing. And you're like, hold on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know something about it. We were literally talking about it this morning. There was some, I don't know what the fuck happened. Dude, but I came... You know the feeling that you think you're going to have when you see your firstborn kid? That, like, excited feeling? This example is going off the rails right here. but you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think what the first feeling would be when I see the child. I'll probably judge it.
I'm saying fuck immediately.
No, I'm just being like, damn, you already in the world crying.
Like, you enter
you And enter you the got world my nose? Upset. Well, it's going to get worse.
You enter the world.
Does a baby ever come out of the womb not crying?
I think there are
just
some.
Just Zen? He's like, yeah, all right.
Those are dead.
He's like, whoa.
Well, this baby's hella relaxed.
But do you think a baby ever came out and was like, all right, better than in there?
No, because in there is so fire. In there is pussy. His house was made of pussy.
No, it's stomach. His front door was pussy.
Both of these are wrong.
His front door.
Oh, wow, his door was...
What do you think babies are doing with kicking in there?
Practicing. I think they're trying to think of their mom. How's that for you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the kicking is.
I'd be pissed. Because even when my stomach makes like a hungry noise, I'll hit it. Shut up.
Yeah, you know when pregnant women are like, oh, I have to eat a lot because it's for two. You're fat.
Michael!
I'm just joking. But is it eating for two?
I think so.
I'm so dumb. Yeah, you have to consume enough nutrients for both parties. But it's so tiny. I don't know. I honestly don't know anything about babies. I know umbilical cords are hilarious.
Is that just like a funnel? It's just like a beer bong for it?
Yeah.
The fact that you just grow a baby in you. But and we used to be in that bitch.
Yeah. If you eat Quiznos, then the baby's eating Quiznos. It's hilarious.
It's a lucky baby.
Mm-mm-mm. Toasty.
It's idiots. Might be the worst slogan ever. Pizza pizza is pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Little Caesars. Pizza pizza.
What? So the dude is a Roman?
I guess. I think they just said pizza and then put italics on it. And they're like, say it now. And he's like, pizza pizza.
The dude who auditioned for that is hilarious.
First guy came voiceover.
In like, pizza pizza. I was like, God, get the fuck out of here.
Then one guy went way too dramatic. He's like, pizza. Pizza.
Yeah, like, Morgan Freeman, get the fuck out of here, dude.
It's like his ex-wife he hasn't seen in years. Pizza? Pizza. And then some idiot came up all fucking Adderall. Pizza, pizza! And they're like,
done.
There it is. Hot and ready. I'd eat Little Caesars right now.
100%. We talked about this last episode. I'll fuck a Little Caesars up. Dude, $5 for a large pizza.
Yeah, the crust is made of a Frisbee, but it's good.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Have you guys had their the jalapeno cheese sauce that they do?
Yes, I have.
That shirt.
Dude, I used to get good. Just the breadsticks are $1.50. And when I used to work at a frozen yogurt store in high school, there was one right next to us, and that would be my lunch.
That was the whitest sentence I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. It was called Wild Cherry. It's still there.
Wild Cherry?
Wild Cherry. Not a strip club. Frozen yogurt place. Camarillo, California. I used to work there. Visit it.
If you were a stripper.
Send me a selfie from there.
If you were a stripper, what would your name be?
Cooter Pond.
Cooter. That's pretty good.
Because dudes be throwing their rods in it.
Wow. I think I could make some money if I was a stripper. If all of a sudden I just like turn into a girl, I could do it.
What would your name be?
Flaps.
Flaps McGillicuddy. Throw some Spanish in there. Irish.
Spanish?
Irish, sorry.
Irish.
Flaps McGillicuddy?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. So when the potato famine happened, they had too many potatoes or not enough potatoes? If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free freaking Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey, so go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.